Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hey, Shalina, how's it going?
Hi, Chirag. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Slight change of pace this week, of course, since we're recording remotely for convenience reasons. But we were just starting to get used to sitting across from each other and talking in person.
I know. It was kind of nice having you across from me. Like, it felt like normal again, and then it stopped today.
Yeah, I mean, today.
Hopefully, we'll start again.
Yeah, it's purely convenience reasons, and just this is slightly easier to get going on as opposed to our full setup. But that's the only reason. So
that's true.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So today I wanted to talk about anxiety and decluttering. I am working with a lot of clients currently, and I always do deal with clients who have there's something underlying with why they have clutter and why they need help with organizing, but there seems to be an anxiousness around a lot of people right now. And I'm sure that it's linked to, you know, COVID, the lockdown, everything we've gone through in 2020. And it's just exasperated whatever situations were being, you know, had by people in their homes beforehand.
Yeah.
And now it's just come up to the surface. So I thought it would be nice to talk about it, if that's the right word. It's not nice to talk about anxiousness.
No, I guess not. But I mean, it's a good idea to do that so that more people can understand that, you know, they're not alone in all of this. I want to kind of go back to a couple of things. So you've often talked about the clutter cloud and that being something that creates anxiety as well, right? So just, I think, by default, clutter is something that tends to cause anxiety anyway. Looking at it all the time, walking into your house full of clutter, etc. And then I think what you were trying to allude to here, which I want to kind of confirm, is that you've seen a rise of this anxiety in a way since, let's say, March or April, in terms of the people that are contacting you?
Yes, there seems to be more. And obviously, I think it's because of people working from home, having to be in their home more often, people not going out as often as well. You know, even though we, in the UAE, the lockdown has been lifted up, so we're allowed to go out and do things, but of course, you know, people are not going out as much as they were before, and more people are still working from home.
Yeah, I think
and
most
so
companies
you see,
still are still continuing a work from home philosophy, or it's a bit of flexible, or they're doing it in a flexible way, right? Like some days in, some days out. So it's still there's still a lot of working from home going on anyway.
Exactly. And so, you know, people are seeing that clutter more. So the clutter cloud is, you know, there more often. So, you know, before, when I would say, you know, you wake up in the morning, you see the clutter in your bedroom, and then in the bathroom, and then in the kitchen, and then you leave the house, and you've been dealing with that clutter, and then you come back 8 hours later, and there's the clutter. Now it's 24 hours of clutter. And imagine dealing with that and seeing it, and, you know, visually and mentally, it's there in your face all the time. So that has, it reminds you that you have to finish things off, that you haven't finished, you know, you feel the guilt that you haven't done something, that you haven't put the dishes away, you haven't put your clothes away, you know, you've got the ironing to do. And then there's the added, you feel embarrassed about the clutter. And that's happened a lot. Like, I always ask clients to send me pictures and videos of their room so I can see what needs to be done. And they're always like, oh, no, I feel embarrassed. I'm like, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I've seen everything. And whatever they think is bad, I most probably will say it's not that bad, really. But there's this anxious feeling. You can hear in their voices the tightening of the chest, you know, of that, oh my God, I have to do this and show people how I'm living right now. And it makes me feel unhappy for them. Like, I really want to help these people because they're going through so much, and they're going, you know.
Yeah, and your reason for asking this stuff is not, is primarily, it's more from a professional perspective, right? Like, you want to get a sense of what it is. You want to kind of be able to estimate for them, or kind of give them a good picture of, like, look, it's going to take us X number of days or X number of hours to put this together, or in terms of what you're trying to do and stuff. So that's kind of your focus is there. But even as, I mean, it's interesting that even that's become a problem now, to be like, I'm embarrassed to send it to you, even though you are the person I'm hiring to come clear my clutter.
Yeah. And that's, you know, so there's, there's anxiousness from that point there, you know. And there's always been the thing about calling a professional organizer to help you. It's when you've got to the breaking point. So there's an anxiousness of calling someone. True. And then so you try and alleviate that while talking to them and explaining the process so they understand and see that it's not going to be, you know, taxing or going to cause you more anxiety. It's actually going to alleviate it.
Yeah.
And then when people book, you know, there's always the people feel anxious about the night before you come. And I always check up on people. And, you know, when you see them in the morning versus the, you know, the end of the day, then they're like, oh, phew, now it's done. Oh, I feel better. But I'm seeing a lot of it while we're working together, this anxious cloud, clutter cloud that's hovering around, that's just, it's all encompassing. It's just taking over people. And I'm very worried and concerned about it. And it's been on my mind. I mean, I've talked to you offline about it, that this, you know, I'm seeing this with clients. So I thought I want, you know, we have to talk about it and, you know, say to people, you're not the only person feeling it right now. Other people are feeling it. So, you know, if you feel guilty about your clutter, don't. Only do what you can do or get a professional in. And, you know, don't feel embarrassed. You know, there's always another day. You can try again. You could do a mini declutter, you know, spend the 15, 20 minutes working on a small area so that it makes you feel better, you know, that you started doing small areas every day. Another thing that's adding to the anxiousness is the organized shows. So the Home Edit Get Organized show came on. Now everybody wants containers and they think that the containers will save their lives. People are spending thousands of dirhams on containers and, you know, and then feeling like they have to have their house in this rainbow colored situation, you know, that they have shown on their show because they're all about the rainbow, which doesn't work if you don't have wear rainbow colors like me. They wear a lot of black and, you know, and the feeling that you're supposed to put all your, you know, your food items into clear plastic boxes and jars. You don't. If you don't cook often and you're not using items often, what's the point of decanting spices from one jar into another jar just because it's clear and plastic and then labeling it with a label machine? You know, what's the point of putting flour into a big container if you're not a baker? I'm not a baker, so I'm not going to put flour in it, you know. A container. So, you know, that's also added to the anxiousness. So it's this, before it was Pinterest, which there still is, you know, these beautiful pictures you see on Pinterest, which of course have been, what's the word? They've been staged, you know.
Yeah, and it's the same focus on this idea of, and we've already talked about this, like the focus of this idea of minimalism, where like, you know, look at this house that has nothing on the table and nothing on the side table. And as your favorite one, which is there's no tissue box. Like, how does that work in a living room, right? Like there needs to be a tissue box somewhere. So I think it's interesting, right? Like on the one hand, you have shows like, and we've had like three now, I think that are pretty big or became pretty big too, just during this lockdown. And then, of course, your favorite show from last year. But you know, on the one side, they've created this kind of awareness to talk about let's declutter, let's look at this as a process, not as just a side thought, you know, and all of that. But at the same time, like watching this and then realizing as well that like, oh my God, like look at that house when it's done. And then, you know, like switching that off and turning around and looking at your house. And then you're just like, okay, what do I do now? Right. And then it's just kind of this weird, I guess, weird picture in the end.
Yeah, and that's what's happening. I mean, you know, with the show that's just been on, they sell boxes themselves. And you'll see pictures in America in the container store, the shelves are empty. People are going crazy. They're doing that, literally watching the show and going, oh my God, look at my house. I need to do this. I need to get boxes. No, no, you don't. If you're somebody who can't handle, if your things are never going to be all in line and your eyes, you know, you can't handle that because you have maybe slight, you know, not, it's not OCD. It's, you know, you have to have everything in a proper way. You don't want it looking messy and cluttery. Clear plastic boxes are not going to work for you. You'll need to get baskets or white boxes because it will annoy you after a while if you see packets not in line, you know, or... Right. Things not proper. So you have to mix it up. So it's you have to see what's good for you and how, you know, what works for you. And that's what I find with my clients when I work with them. You know, there's a certain box that I will use in wardrobes for t-shirts and jumpers. You know, in wardrobes, they have those big shelves, which are just wasted space, and you yeah. can't put anything properly. You can't access anything properly. So I use this box. And for most clients, it works wonderfully because they then say, okay, this is amazing. I can fold the clothes properly. I can put it into the box and it's color coordinated. So I can see what colors I have a lot of and I can, everything's easy. But I had one client recently and she said to me, I'd prefer not to have the boxes because I don't like boxes. I don't like this. I want to see everything free and open in my cupboard. I will learn how to fold and build the habit of folding properly, but I just don't want it in a box. I want to be able to see it straight away. And I said, that's perfect. That works for you. And that's how it should be. Because for you, you know, for her, she needed to find wanted to find something in 5 seconds. And her method was without boxes. So everybody is different and everybody's visual view of their stuff is different as well. So people have to think about that when they're, you know, dealing with their clutter, dealing with their stuff and trying to organize themselves. You know, you have to think about what you can do to make yourself less anxious. Now, if that involves lots of boxes, buy a few boxes and then buy some more if you need some. But it's not always the case for everybody.
Yeah,
and also this year
we've talked about the mini decluttering concept as well, I think a few times, and I think this is probably one of those areas where it's most useful, right? So instead of feeling overwhelmed by taking everything out in one go or looking at everything at the same time or bringing 20 boxes, even though you may need 20 boxes eventually, but just starting out and seeing 20 empty boxes stacked on top of each other, for example, in a corner, like these are things that obviously would make you feel like you're not getting enough done. And it's a good idea to kind of start, you know, or do it in stages or in small steps.
Yeah. And also, you know, before you go buy the boxes or buy any organizing tools, don't buy the organizing tools that you see as well on Facebook ads. Because, you know, these little things to put things and it looks, you know, the t-shirt one is the worst because it's a waste of money. Please don't buy it. But, you know, before buying anything organizing to help you be organized, first do the mini declutter. Declutter your areas and then see what you need. If you need a basket, if you need a box, if you need, you know, hangers, buy them after. But first get rid of the stuff so you can see how much you've got left. And you can still organize the stuff without having boxes for a while. It might not look perfect as in, you know, on a TV show or on Pinterest, but it still could work for you. And then see, if you do need to buy something, you can go buy it from a shop. It's not hard nowadays. You can buy it online or you can go to the shops. And there are so many shops in many countries, you know, to buy organizing things.
And even the ones that used to be good, like now are delivering, right? Like they've figured out something by now, ideally, to get you your stuff. So
exactly. And there's always Amazon and stuff as well. You know, there's shops like Amazon. And I mean, I've had followers around the world. I had one from South Africa and she said, look, we don't have these boxes that you've recommended or that you've used from certain stores in UAE, which you can also get in UK and USA. She said, what can I use instead? And I went, well, if you go to any supermarket, there will be boxes there that will be similar, or you know, in South Africa they have beautiful baskets, woven baskets that you can get. You can use them instead. You don't have to use something just because you've seen it on, you know, used by me or other organizers or seen them on Pinterest. If you can't get them, you can improvise and get something else. You can even use a shoebox. Shoeboxes are just perfect, and you know, they're great and they can fit a lot of things in. It's just that with boxes they fall apart sometimes. These shoeboxes fall apart, so, or get wet. You can't use them in the bathroom or in the kitchen. That's the only thing. So there are, you know, there are ways to get around the situation. So don't feel anxious about that as well. So don't feel that you have to go buy things and you have to order it from overseas just because you can't get it where you live. See what you have in your country, because there might be some beautiful things that you could buy, or not beautiful, but really functional things that you can get in the market.
They might turn out to be better than the ones that you're seeing in an ad or on television, right? Like there could be something that's a nice local store might carry with the purpose of helping you organize that obviously a show is not going to cover, or whatever. Or maybe you may not cover as well because you have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. So see what you have locally. And it's always great to buy locally as well, right? And, you know, you're saving the airline, you know, miles.
Yeah, the carbon footprint overall. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was getting at too, which is, you know, it allows you to buy local. It allows you to buy something that's functional, right? I mean, you find a lot of these, like, smaller stores generally that things are you know, a little less mass produced, which means they're kind of thought through as opposed to just being like, this looks good here, go buy. And tend to last longer and that kind of thing. Not that, you know, not that any of the other boxes don't, but you might find something that's really useful anyway. And maybe that's something we can, by the way, I was just in my head thinking like we should maybe talk about that, right? The kind of boxes and what you can use in different situations. Maybe it might be an interesting topic to kind of delve into a little bit. For those people that are,
we'll make that the next episode.
Yeah, especially because I can imagine that there are people who are very, very excited about the kind of boxes and want to know more. So let's do
okay.
that.
Okay, we'll do that episode. Next. We'll do another one for that.
Okay, cool. So is there anything else you wanted to add?
If you are feeling anxious, take a deep breath, do a mini declutter. Do things, to help yourself mentally. If you are, because I know a lot of people are feeling anxious right now. So meditation does work. Watching TV works for me. I am, I always mention Netflix. You know how many movies I watch every day, let alone a week. Do something that helps you. And then, if you can do the declutter whilst you're watching TV, whilst you're listening to music, that will help you a lot. And, don't compare yourselves to other people. You can only do what you can do at this time. So think about that. And, there might be other things that you might be dealing with right now. And if you need to talk to a therapist to get help because of the anxiousness, do that. Go get help. If you need help to remove the clutter, contact an organizer. You can always contact me to find out more.
Yeah, it sounds good. I think we've said this on a previous episode too. But as a side effect of the lockdowns and everything else, a lot of countries have tremendous free resources as well to get started in terms of talking to somebody, support groups, and that kind of thing. Like at least an initial phase. If that helps you and that's good enough, you can stop there. And of course, you can take it further and actually speak to someone professionally as well. But we can't encourage that enough.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah, so, and the Lighthouse Arabia is providing free sessions for people right now to help them with various mental health issues. So get in touch with them if you're in the region. Dr. Slia is a wonderful woman.
Yeah, and they've done quite sessions. A few of these sessions even on Zoom and stuff, right? So you don't actually have to be physically here. As long as the timing works out for you, you can actually join in. So definitely check that out. And there'll be a link in the show notes for that too. All right, well, that's what we have for you this week. I think it was an important topic to kind of just talk about and address. And I think in addition to all the tips that you mentioned, I think I kind of want to reiterate that, you're not alone. So if you're finding yourself feeling more and more anxious these days, understand that like everybody's kind of feeling that too. I mean, I have lots of ebbs and flows, right? Like there are weeks where I'm just constantly on edge and then others where I'm feeling a little bit more relaxed or I've just kind of taken a break. So these are like, try to do those little things. I mean, even beyond decluttering, that might help you. And then when it comes to actually decluttering and stuff, don't get overwhelmed by it. As you mentioned, I think, everybody's feeling it right now because the situation has changed a lot for us in the last 6 months. And, don't beat yourself up about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, as always, if you want to talk more decluttering, you can find Shalina on all of social media. So just look for at Declutterme. So that's DeclutterMe. And then, of course, there's a brand spanking new website and contact form, so at declutterme.com, that you can also reach out to. And if you want to listen to previous episodes, we'll link to a couple that we mentioned just now also in the show notes, but you can find that in your favorite podcast player. So we'll see you next week.
Bye.